Recorded Books presents Malcolm at Midnight by W.H. Beck, narrated by Charlotte Perry and directed by Emily Asher.
Dear readers, I found the following note and story on my desk when I came into work one morning. Who wrote it? Well, I have my ideas. Enjoy. Mr. Mark Binney, fifth grade teacher. Dear Mr. Binney, you asked us how that ring came to be on your desk the morning after the Dedication Day Carnival. You said we could leave you an anonymous note, that you just needed to know. Well, it took a while, but here it is. Some parts you may recognize. Some parts might get you mad, but all of it is true. A lot happens in a school when the teachers aren't looking. Sincerely, your student. Chapter 1. The Mouse. It began with a rat. There was also a glasses-wearing elderly iguana, a grumpy fish who could spell, a ghost in the clock tower, a secret message in the library, and a twisted evil that lived on the fourth floor of our school. But those'll all come later. First, there was a rat. Malcolm. I know this'll surprise you, Mr. Binney, but yes, Malcolm's a rat. I know because he told me so. Don't feel bad about bringing him to our class, thinking he was a mouse. He is small, and that pimply clerk down at the pet emporium just wants to sell anything. I know. Once he tried to convince me a goldfish was still alive, even though it was floating upside down.